Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UM Heaven's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. My head's all plugged up, but I'm here. I'm alive, I think, and hopefully I'll remain that way until 4 o'clock when What's the Narrative comes on and steals our shtick. Did you guys steal my shtick from last week? Last week I played duets, and I purposely left out duos, and what do you know? What's on What's the Narrative today? Duos. I stole my shtick. I love it. Tune in at 4 o'clock for that. It's going to be good. Hey, I got to play a couple more things that are brand new that I absolutely adore. Some more sweet, gentle music to balance out that big, loud rock and roll, all that ruckus we had on the show earlier. Boy, I love this guy. I just think he's absolutely wonderful. He's from Ireland, and I got to see him last year. Not last year, you idiot. It was just in June. I got to see him in June way over in Germany and fell madly in love with this guy. He's got a new solo record and it's called Cut the Light, and it's pretty beautiful. It's brand new from John Bleck on Tell the Band to Go Home.
I would bleed myself dry. I would take regret the day you went away, the things that I put you through. Be you near or be you far, I still crave your blood in mine. Well, do you roam? Where do you call home? Where are you this time? And now blood to keep from dying. Ooh, ooh. The wolves, they howl in the full moonlight. I can see them. The flesh, it drips from their blood-red lips. Your scent upon the breeze. Way out neath the old oak tree, they hung me in a noose. The hangman said I was better off dead than waiting around for you. And I am like a vampire. I bleed you dry. I need your blood to keep from dying. And I am like a vampire. I bleed you dry. I need your blood. Sleeping, knowing you would be gone. Nothing could console me, not the words in this song. Two tears in tandem, one on your cheek, one on mine. We'll keep on saying it'll all be alright. That I type, put
by my side. Let my fingers touch your face. Let my fingers touch your face. You keep leaving this town and you're never around. I don't need this, my dear. You keep leaving this town, always bringing me down. I don't love you, Kathleen. Stay with you, darling, my dearest, with ease. I will stay in your system like a gentle disease. Dormant, I'll lie till the day you return. And I'll do my best to let the home fire burn. You keep leaving this town and you're never around. I don't need this, my dear. You keep leaving this town, always bringing me down. I don't love you, Kathleen.
I'm Corin Raymond, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Now I'm tired of trains, boats, and planes, and buses. I'm tired of trains, boats, and planes, and buses. I'm tired of tramping up and down the line, and I'm tired of buses and 909. You have to catch from the highway signs. You lug your shit up a long incline. The wheel on your suitcase decides it's time. The snow's cutting through the pines. You're digging for your fare, but you're short a dime. Luckily, the driver's kind. But there's a road crew by the gravel mine, and he ain't used to snow, so he's a little behind. I don't think you're gonna make your ferry on time. And I'm tired of trains, boats, and planes, and buses. Now your ferry leaves at 10 after 10, and that's just what it means, so be there then. In time to watch your boat storm away, which means you're stuck here for one more day, which means finding another place to stay while a friend of a friend of a friend is away. So you find a phone, and on your hand you write directions that you won't understand about a blackberry patch and a coffee can, yeah. Look out for the arbutus tree. There's a flashlight there and a hidden key. The only bus back is at 8:03, and I'm tired of trains, boats, and planes, and buses. Security, security, it don't mean owning a home to me. It don't mean a safe and a quiet place. It don't mean a dog and a fireplace. It means putting my things in a plastic tray. Having to give my toothpaste away. It means road burn. It means jet lag. It means watching strangers search my bag. It means playing the time zone leapfrog game. Chasing after another plane while the final boarding call's calling my name. I'm tired of trains, boats, and planes, and buses. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm psychotically exhausted, actually. I'm tired of trains, boats, and planes, and buses. Listen, I'm tired of paying airport prices. I'm tired of supporting the gasoline crisis. I'm tired of seat sales and rental deals. I'm tired of broken suitcase wheels. I'm tired of the way my body feels. tired of eating unhappy meals. Man, I'm tired of airport improvement fees. I'm tired of postcard-sized TVs. Tired of watching movies above the sea. I'm tired of sitting up counting sheep. I'm tired of benches where you can't sleep. I'm tired of wrong directions, missed connections. I'm so tired of secondary inspections. Tired of playing security games while the final boarding call's calling my name again. And I'm tired of trains, boats, and planes and buses. If I could have just 1 week's grace, a good night's sleep in a quiet place, some home-cooked food, some solitude, a chance to see you in the nude, to touch your beautiful home body, wake up right there next to you with no traveling at all to do. Yeah. And they keep their trains, boats, and planes and buses. They could keep their trains, boats, and planes and buses.
I'm Corin Raymond, and you're listening to
Arizona isn't even opened up for bids. Manitoba, only just got out of bed. Skinny Mona, what about the things you said? She's long and she's tall. She got it all, she got it all. And that's not all. Water, that's what she got. She'd even fill it till it overflows. Black for the common, white for the hot, driving my circuits into overload. Pretty Mona, tell me, don't you wanna try? You ain't gotta slice me off a piece of pie. Mona, let me get inside your head, yeah. Cause I wanna touch upon some things you said. She's long and she's tall. She got it all, she got it all. And that's not all.
From the fine new record, Hectic, that is Jackson Haldane. And I do believe the word has it that Jackson and perhaps some special guests may join us on the Pledgerama episode of this very program coming up in just a couple of weeks. Get yourself a mark on the calendar. Make sure you don't miss that. That's coming up, Pledgerama. I'm going to email out all the details of the stuff as soon as I get a chance, which could be never. I think I need a life manager. Anybody want to be my life manager? I'm not doing a very good job of it. Skippy will do it. Okay, awesome. You're hired, Skip. Anyways, before Jackson, we heard Luther Wright and the Wrongs there from a fine record called Instrumentality, which I just got. Looking forward to seeing Luther Wright and the Wrongs in my living room. Oh, God. I laugh every time I say it. I can't believe it. November 3rd. All the details are up at tellthebandtogohome.com, and people are starting to come out of the woodwork and reserve a seat. Have you done that yet? You should. You really should. We heard How Do You Like It Now? Before that, we heard something new from Corin Raymond. I'm still buzzing. It's been over a year since Corin Raymond played at my house, but that was still an all-time highlight for me. So fun. And one of those songs that he does live but hadn't really done anything with was Trains and Boats and Buses, and he sent that out to his mailing list the other day. And glad to have that one. It's good. We heard a couple of things from John Bleck all the way from Ireland. Just love that guy so much. We heard Kathleen off his first solo record, Cutting Room Floor. That's from a few years ago. And from a brand new record just came out called Cut the Light. We heard Bleed You Dry. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that you look up John Bleck and the Rats. Whether it's John Bleck solo mode or with the Rats, you can't go wrong, I promise you. And great, great, great stuff. Speaking of great stuff, coming up on Tuesday, two big shows in one big night. We'll tell you more about the other big show in a minute. But how about first a couple from our friends who I hope you're going to go see after that other show. They're playing at the Times Change High and Lonesome Club. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I don't really look forward to staying up late for a late show at Times Change very often, but I definitely got to get down there and check out these guys because they're so swell. How about a few good ones from our friends, the May Hemingways? Tell the band to go home. Check them out Tuesday night. Times Changed. It's going to be great. I promise.
Technology for some more primitive ways. When I'm dead and I'm myself, reinvesting in my body, inside of my stride. You can make my coffee, not a CD's I can sell. When you're at the thrift store and you're going through the rack, you see my records sitting there beside the boys from the streets out back. Promise me that you steal it away. Dump it on my grave if you visit it today. When I'm dead and I'm burned down in hell, you can make my coffee, not of CDs I didn't sell. We are dressing on my body inside of my shroud. You can make my coffee, not of CDs I didn't sell. Can go ahead and give my instruments away to some poor musician who can't afford to pay. Well, burn all my clothes and everything else, unless of course you think that it looks pretty in your house. When I'm dead and I'm burned down in hell, you can make my coffin out of CDs I didn't sell. We are dressing up my body, I gotta build my shroud. You can make my coffin out of CDs I didn't sell. Yeah, when I'm dead and I'm burnt down in hell, you can make my coffin out of CDs I didn't TV and that you believe in God, but I kind of like your blonde hair and the way that you look in that tank top. I know the world's so different and you like other things than I do, but I got a dirty crush on you, a dirty small town crush on you. Store, you were buying some strange things like Wonder Bread and bologna and yellow cheesy rings. I know we're so different and you like other things than I do, but I got a dirty crush on you, a dirty small town crush on you.
What's up? This is Josh from Hemingway's, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM. Tell the band to go home.
people, they gon' give you the blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's goddamn hunters to the blues. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's goddamn hunters to the blues. Jackson Creek, where you can take all your troubles and sink them in the deep. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's goddamn hunters to blues. Oh, sweet. Goddamn hunters to blues. It's where I made up this song as my last act before I go. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them hunters to do. Oh, sweet mama, your daddy's got them hunters to do.
May Hemingway is playing Tuesday at the High Low. They are pretty swell guys and a great duo, and they have a terrific latest record called Hunter Street Blues. That's the title track there, and I can't recommend those guys highly enough. You'll have to come and see for yourself Tuesday night. We also heard a couple from their self-titled EP. We heard Small Town Crush, which also appears on the new record, actually, and CDs I Didn't Sell. Here I have a Stop the Presses moment. You know, I was going to launch into some merchy, but I just saw this on the new release shelf. I guess I should check the new release shelf maybe before, you know, the show's almost over, because I would have played you this sooner. Brand new record from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings.
Well, I spent all the money I made last night on wine. Show you another good time. If we're falling off the edge, we might as well be drunk as blind. And if we don't come back, maybe I wouldn't mind. I'm gonna live too fast, love too hard. Long as I'm playing, you know I'll be playing by heart.
Brand new from Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. The album's called Kings and Kings. Features special guests such as Rodney Crowell, Raul Malo, Nick Lowe, Bruce Coburn, Jason Isbell, Vince Gill singing a Willie P. Bennett song. Oh, my God. And that was that there was Buddy Miller, of course, singing along with Mr. Linden on a song called Playing by Heart. This is a pretty fantastic-looking record. I can't wait to listen to it more. And you can pre-order that on the Bandcamp for the low, low price of like $15. It's ridiculous. You should do that. I can't wait to listen and play you more. And also can't wait Tuesday night to see this guy back in Winnipeg. I didn't know when or if it would ever happen. So come on out and support this guy and support a great venue and have a good time. And because you know that there aren't a lot of people that are as cool as we are, be prepared to buy a shirt or a CD or something. Hopefully he brought something. I think the last time he played here, he didn't bring a thing. Hopefully he's got something this time. Let's go see James McMurtry, shall we?
Thank you. And I never thought they'd ever doubt my words. I guess they were just too tired to care. I'd point to the horizon, to the dust of the herds, still hovering in the air. Somebody said it ain't any such. Man, you wish so hard, you're scaring me. Cause those are combines kicking up that dust. But you can see what you wanna see. I'm going chasing after what used to be there. Top that rise and face the pain. But man, they were here. They were here, I swear. Not just these bleaching bones stretching across the plain. No more buffalo. Blue skies or open roads. No more rodeo for this old boy. Take my Cadillac. Park it out in back. Mama's calling. Put away the toys. No more buffalo. Blue skies.
Ringing, just don't answer it, hon. The whole thing's arranged just to aggravate Dad, and it's amateur day on the old super slab. The kids are strapped down like a half load of pipe, all safe in their car seats. They fuss and they gripe. Well, you can't hardly blame them. It must be a bitch counting the crosses off down in the ditch. This one's got flowers, this one's got a wreath, this one's got a name painted down underneath. Was the road all iced up? Were they going too fast? Here's five in a circle, left from the last holiday. Holiday. There's a three-trailer rig just throwing up spray. Not legal to run on this kind of day. But goddamn the Smokies and the four-wheelers too. Stay off of my bumpers or the same goes for you. Cause there'll be none for him, he that wants it the most. As he hauls it on out to the Oregon coast. No turkey, no gravy, no Zinfandel wine. Stay off to the right and we'll get along fine. And he's missing the football, he's missing the fun. He won't won't see his grandkids cause he's off on a run. And some hat's on the radio singing his song, but it don't make a damn. He's in for a long holiday. Holiday. Now Granny, she's yelling, she's ready to eat. And she's having conniptions cause they won't take their seats. But she's got them all gathered now under one roof. With her camcorder loaded, she's gonna get proof. Do you have to wear that? Well, I just don't see why. Please pass the potatoes, I'll eat shit and die. Did you hear about Ellen? She's leaving, you know. How about those Packers? Think it'll snow. And the minute it's over, they'll scatter like quail off down the freeway in the teeth of a gale. Silent and shattered and numb to the core, they count themselves lucky they got through one more holiday. Holiday. Patrolman stands in the rain, he just lets it run down to soften the stain of the blood on his pant leg from working that wreck. And he won't forget it in time for the next holiday. Departing Chicago at 9:52, in clean desert camo, all baggy and loose, sits an Iowa guardsman alone at the gate. And this place sure looked different in 1968, when he traveled with Mom, first time on a plane, to visit some kin. He's forgotten their names, but he remembers the soldiers, still in their teens, in their spit-polished shoes and those pressed army greens, with the creases so sharp and their faces so smooth, but their eyes look so heavy he wondered how they could move. And now he's got that same look, like his insides are black. He's in his mid-40s and he has to go back, and he can't even smoke while he waits for his plane. The uniform's different, but the mission remains to do like they tell you, don't make a fuss. Why is not an issue, so don't think too much, just do what you have to. Shut up and drive. If you fall apart later, well, at least you're alive. You can get you some help, you can deal with it then, and life will get better till it happens again. Cause there's something inside us, it won't let us be. It stalks through our days till it's too dark to see. And it's damn near as deadly as Texans on ice. Lord, don't they beat all. Y'all have a nice holiday. Holiday.
From Texas, that's James McMurtry with Holiday. And before that, we heard No More Buffalo. You can catch him on Tuesday. Rare Winnipeg appearance at the Park Theater, along with Scott Nolan. That's going to be fun, huh? That'll be a lot of fun. You should come out and check that out. And speaking of fun, coming up in just a couple of minutes, what's the narrative with our friend Skippy over here? And I'm God damn it, I forgot your name again. It was just here a minute ago.
Chelsea,
that's it. I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. And I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belt the Radio. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home will return. Check out telltheband2gohome.com and stay tuned. We got Waxy's Dargo, Comfort Cafe, all kinds of great stuff here coming up on UMFM. Thanks, everybody.